Well, Texas, as we know, is currently a COVID hotspot, and those inside a federal immigrant detention center there are 8 times more likely to have COVID-19 than the general population. That's according to the latest stats from ICE and the Texas Department of State Health Services. Despite this, detainees say officials are failing to provide adequate social distancing and medical care. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has the story.
I met up with Israel Rodriguez at a park just moments after he was released from the Joe Corley ICE facility north of Houston. He's 31 years old and wears a white t-shirt and the typical blue disposable medical mask. He describes the medical care he saw inside.
Honestly, yeah, especially like I had a friend from Burma and, you know, he was a pretty good guy. And he was in bed for 4 days and couldn't get out of bed. And he was coughing, he had a fever and chills. And, you know, he presented all the symptoms that experts talked about. But yeah, so he wasn't tested.
Rodriguez asked for testing after running a low-grade fever. He was denied. He asked again just before he was going to be released because he was planning to see his dad who has cancer. The nurse wouldn't test him.
What specifically told me that no, that ICE had told him that they should not test us, that they should refrain from doing so, and that it should only be done so in the most severe or, you know, a dramatic of cases. But as general testing or widespread testing, they said that that was not to happen.
That's Roger Ernesto Lao Munoz. He's inside that same facility and says he couldn't get tested either. He's from Cuba and studied hygiene and epidemiology. He told me the only time he saw people getting tested was when there were large clusters of cases or when people were about to be deported. At an ICE facility in El Paso, one detainee says she wasn't tested until she was bedridden. ICE says they've ramped up testing, and its numbers show that 20% of detainees test positive. The test positive rate for the general population in Texas is 12%. At the Houston Processing Center in North Houston, 124 people have tested positive, plus 32 staff. And if someone gets sick... One detainee there says they don't do anything for us. They don't even give us pills for headaches. We're not using the detainee's name to avoid possible retaliation. He says staff did test people in his 30-person dorm, and as people tested positive, guards would shuffle them into another room in groups.
No puedo respirar bien. Como que me canso más.
He says even though he's recovered, he still can't breathe well and gets tired quickly. ICE says it's taken precautions to slow the spread. It's given multiple masks to each detainee, and it's released more than half of the detained population in Texas. In a statement, ICE said it complies with CDC testing guidelines, adding that detainees with COVID-19 symptoms are checked out by a medical professional who decides whether or not to test them. ICE also says it offers voluntary testing at some facilities. But for those still inside, social distancing seems to be impossible. One woman in the El Paso facility, who asked to remain anonymous, recalled guards' orders about sleeping arrangements in the dorms.
They just made us rotate our heads. Like one, the person that was on top would have their head on the left, and then the girl on the bottom would have her head on the right. That was the social distancing.
Julie Posh is an immigration lawyer in Houston and says the public needs to put more pressure on ICE to release everyone they possibly can.
The single most important thing they need to be doing is releasing people. That is the best way to stop the spread of this virus in the detention centers, is to get people out of the detention centers so they can quarantine at home with their families, with relatives, with wherever they may be able to live with.
Posh says most of the people inside these facilities don't have serious criminal records. And even though ICE has released thousands of detainees, in Texas, more than 5,000 people are still in immigration lockup. They're among the most vulnerable in the state to the disease. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.